Since spring, theaters have been giving most of their screen time to the oversized, the colorful, and the loud. Blockbuster season is a time-honored tradition in Hollywood, as well as an apparent economic necessity. But a quieter selection of films, many of them with hopes for Oscar nominations, is coming soon. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com, and he says he's anxious for a different kind of movie experience.
There's a couple of things that are coming out. There's a film in early September called The Words with Bradley Cooper and Jeremy Irons. Mm-hmm. I've noticed the previews have been running a lot. Bradley Cooper buys a briefcase and it contains old manuscripts of books, and he publishes them as his own and then has to suffer the consequences. That looks interesting. Finding Nemo 3D is being re-released by Disney. So, you know, if there was one of those Pixar Disney movies that would look great in 3D, you'd think it would be that one. So that could be interesting. And then Paul Thomas Anderson comes out with The Master in September, which I'm excited about. It's got Philip Seymour Hoffman and Amy Adams and Joaquin Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Can't tell a whole lot from the trailer, but it looks like Paul Thomas Anderson, and, you know, his last movie, There Will Be Blood, was you know, really well reviewed. I do wonder why it's coming out in September if it's that good.
Do you think it would be later?
Yeah, you'd think it would be later, but maybe they are really confident about it and they just know. The Artist last year came out in the at Cannes. It debuted, mm-hmm. So it could be interesting. And then The Trouble with the Curve comes out in September.
Clint Eastwood being directed by someone other than himself for the first time in at least a decade.
That might be refreshing, mm-hmm. Just to see.
He plays a baseball scout who's losing his eyesight.
Right. And it also has Amy Adams and Justin Timberlake. And that looks like that could be kind of promising. I kind of, again, wish they'd push that towards the end of the year, because Amy Adams is really due for an Oscar, so let's get all our stuff at the end. Hotel Transylvania.
Which is a family-type film.
Uh-huh. That's trying to hit that Halloween market, mm-hmm. And it's coming out in September, thank God, because a lot of times, these last few years, they put them out right before Halloween, and it's like, what's the point?
They do well for a weekend, and then the last thing you want to see on November 1st is a Halloween movie.
I remember a few years, 10 years ago or so, there was this Christmas movie with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone. I'm trying to remember what it was called. But anyway, they released it on Christmas Day, and it was a Christmas movie. I was like, that's the dumbest thing. Won't Back Down is a film that comes out at the end of September with Viola Davis and Maggie Gyllenhaal about the premise. Sounds like we've seen it before, but it could be interesting and certainly well acted. Teachers taking over the curriculum of an inner city school. And then on October 5th, in the early part of fall, we have Butter. Now, for those people who listen to our show a lot, they know that we talked about this film at this time last year.
Right.
About competitive butter carvers with Ty Burrell and Jennifer Garner. So any film that's been pushed back a year makes me think there might be trouble.
Well, it's about butter carvers, so.
Yeah.
Where could it go wrong?
Like it could be funny.
Yes.
But, you know, you just don't know. Why was it pushed back a year? I read the other day The Great Gatsby is being pushed from Christmas to March of next year.
And that's Leonardo DiCaprio?
Baz Luhrmann. Yeah. And that's The Dead Zone. So there must be something wrong with that. And then kind of rounding out the early fall, The Paperboy comes out in early October. And that's Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron and Matthew McConaughey. And it's Lee Daniels' follow-up to Precious, which did really well a few years ago. So the early part of the fall, late summer, you know, it's not like there's something that you look at the slate and think, wow, there's something really great coming out. But it does look promising.
Well, and most of the movies you mentioned don't have that summer blockbuster feel. I mean, getting a little bit deeper than...
Well, thank goodness, because the summer blockbuster feel, you know, if you just keep feeling it, you're going to, you know, it's been a long summer. It seems like every summer they get longer and longer of these, starting this year with kind of the Hunger Games, which was spring, but blockbuster after blockbuster after blockbuster, all trying to catch the Avengers. And, you know, it gets to be overload.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.